Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the inspirational book, Believe, 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 James Henry Lincoln Sr. writes about the Christian faith and how being a believer will impact your life. It's a journey of discovery, where you are, who you are, and who God really is. James was born in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, after high school graduation, enlisted in the United States Air Force, and retired in the grade of Master Sergeant. James spent a total of 22 years in the United States Air Force, traveled to such places as Korea, Japan, Okinawa, and Hawaii, along the way earning 2 Air Force Commendation Medals and 1 Meritorious Service Medal. While stationed in the state of Ohio, James underwent a radical transformation when he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into his life. James was called into the ministry of the gospel as an evangelist teacher in August of 1994, was licensed as a minister at Calvary Christian Center on June 8, 1997. Back with us on the program, James Henry Lincoln Sr., author of Believe, 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 joins us once again on This Week in America. James, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, and it's great to be here.
A lot of excellent comment on the last time that we talked and how your message has really resonated with people, and it's a message they needed to hear. Let's go back and talk about when you first came up with the concept of Believe, Believe, Believe. What was the inspiration for this book?
Well, the inspiration was actually me studying the Word of God and my pastor, and of course, my pastor's wife, teaching the Word of God, which I came upon in 1992. Actually, that's when I first came there to the Calvary Christian Center, and I had never heard no one break down that who God really is in your life, like they did. And I started studying it for myself, and I continued today. And when I first sat down, that was the title that came to mind, Believe, Believe, Believe. And as we speak, I'm writing my second one right now with God is the Greatest Father. And I hopefully have that out sometime this year. But I also have 13 or 14 of the titles behind that I was given during that time. But to believe the Word of God like you never believed it before, when I think about it, to believe, believe, believe is for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
It's just such an amazing job that you've done with this, and it has to be quite rewarding when you hear of people that have read your book, Believe, Believe, Believe. And really, it's life-altering for people. This has to give you great satisfaction that you've been able to take this message and, again, make it something that's relatable that people can understand.
Yes, you know, and I've right now I can't do it because of the pandemic. But
yes.
I was able to, before, go into the youth detention facility. And I'm also going into the Sacramento County Jail. But going into the youth detention facility, I was able to get one of each book in their library. There's 10 of them for the youth, and each one. And then I was able to speak out of that book as I got my foot in the door to go in and talk to young men who 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, that a lot of them in that setting come from homes where God wasn't even mentioned. And they got themselves in a situation where they, needed someone speaking to them. And
yes,
with that, I was able to speak to a young man who, believe this or not, Rick, I was in the Air Force with his grandfather.
What an amazing coincidence. That is difficult to believe. That is it. How did you find that? How did you find that out? Just with his name? Was that the association?
No, I was ministering, and I kept, whenever I go in there, because these young men, I tell them that I was in the United States Air Force and how I didn't even recognize it at the time, but my steps were being ordered by God that I could do something that took me around the world that I didn't even understand who God was. But I remember trying to do something that was not quite right, and I would probably really got thrown out the Air Force for it, and a person wouldn't go do it with me because he said, and we were all in our Air Force uniform, he said, and this was in Hawaii, he said, I ain't going nowhere with him. Look at him. He looks like he's a preacher. So when I was able to share this with them, this young man came up after I finished, and he asked me if I knew his grandfather, Billy Evans. And I said, very well. Stationed with him in Korea. I was stationed with him in Okinawa. And he said, well, that's my grandfather. Wow. Then I talked to Mr. Evans, who is a bishop today and lives in Las Vegas, and he had prayed to God that that the right person would go in there to speak to his grandson. Now, and he said, nobody but myself, because we knew where we came from. I wasn't always with God, so I know where I came from, and he wasn't always with God, so I know where he came from. And for me to be able to talk to this young man, and the situation was in there was kind of, I want to say it wasn't bad, but I was practically on my own when I would go in there because the guards would only just stand there. They wouldn't put him in check. They wouldn't say nothing. So the first couple of times I didn't understand the protocol in there, and we got started doing like I would did my own children when they were growing up.
He
looked at me and he told me after that, he said, I was trying to respect you. I'm sorry, you know, if you thought I wasn't. I said, no. And that's, he asked me then about his grandfather, and that's, you know, and I talked to him for another month or so, and he got released from there. But I ain't been able to go back in to find out if he's still out and doing well.
What an amazing story. With us on the program, once again, is James Henry Lincoln Sr. His book is Believe, Believe, Believe. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, you can link on, get all the information on the book. To be able to touch lives at that crucial point in their life, where maybe if they don't have a James Henry Lincoln Sr. that comes into their life, they spend the next 5-6 decades, you know, doing the wrong thing and not finding the life that they could have they found you and opened their hearts. What's it like? What kind of response have you been getting to the book? The reviews have been excellent. What kind of response are you getting?
I've been getting some good reviews from it. I got all, in fact, I got 5s on the review.
Perfect.
And I recently, with Westwood Books, they haven't been able to finish it up yet, but they're going to take my website and make sure that it's up to speed, so I can start getting more reviews. And then I just got a call from someone else that wants to go on Amazon and make sure I'm out there, and because they found out if you got to put in my whole name, James Henry Lincoln Sr., for the book to come up. You just can't put in James, or you can't put in Believe, or Believe, Believe, Believe. You got to have my name. And a lot of people don't, of course, know my name.
Well, yes.
So they can't put it in to find the book. So I just got a call from somewhere last week that's going to work on that.
Oh, perfect.
Trying to get me out there. And, you know, I know God's has a plan, you know, and it's just that I got to be patient and do it at his timing.
Well, the book that you've done is so important. And as I'm looking through this and in thinking, who is the book designed for? Because you can see someone who's just now finding faith and just in the beginning process, or somebody that's been, you know, a church-going person for years that can learn from the book as well. If I say the book is for everybody, is that too broad?
No, it's not. It's for everybody, because that was the way I was, when I'm given, it was designed for somebody that, you know, just come into Christ, and somebody that's got, and they look skeptical if he's really there, and that somebody that's already been there. And I'm finding that out on Facebook, because I have interacted with a lot of people concerning the election. And most of my stuff, I'm talking about is Christ. And
yes,
folks wondering, where are you coming from? I mean, I've been called all kinds of stuff, but I know that, you know, when I read the book, read the Bible, and I compare everything with what I was given in that book to put there, the book is for anybody and everyone, that those who want a relationship with Christ, those who already have one with Christ, but they want to better it, and those like myself who've been around in along with Christ for quite a while, because I got saved. I didn't realize I came into Christ 40 years ago. I didn't realize that, but you can learn more, because it's something that if you really have an open mind, you can continually growing in the things of Christ till you take him from this earth. It doesn't stop. And that's how that book is designed. It's for everyone and anyone. That I thought it wasn't helpful for the youth at first. Till I went in there and I started preaching out of that book, teaching out of that book, and I was able to break it down to them where, you know, and some of them in their minds never come across Christ. And they had their parents as the bad person. And I was able to show them that, hey, it's not your parents, you know. I mean, everybody might have went through that, where you thought the parents were the bad people and they didn't know anything.
Yep, but, we all went through that.
Everybody's done that. I mean, I wish Mom was still here today to tell them that, you know, you were right.
I've often thought that myself with my parents. It's like, boy, if I could just go say, you know what, I really shouldn't have responded that way. I should have listened more, because it worked out exactly the way you said it was going to. James Henry Lincoln Sr., our guest. His book is Believe, Believe, Believe. James back with us on the program. Let's talk a little bit about one of the main aspects of the book. You talk about how being a believer will impact your life. Talk about that from your standpoint, because once you became a believer, it really dramatically changed the course of your life, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And, you know, before, when I first went in there, of course, I wasn't a believer. I thought I was, but I wasn't.
Yes.
And everything after I became a believer, I looked at things a heck of a lot different than the way I had looked at them before. And, you know, when I first went into the Air Force, I really got, and this is not me, because I really liked everybody, but I got put in this little, I say, peg, a square, that if I was in the military, when I first got in there, I would hang with the people that were African-American. Well, once I got in, I like what God did for me, because I got born again in an all white church. Only African Americans in that place was me and the piano player, and wow. I actually saw the love of God in Christ. If You're all on the same accord. No, I never even realized I was African-American after I gave my life over to Christ for the time I was there in Columbus, Ohio. It didn't even enter my mind that when I went in the church that I was only two African-Americans in there. It didn't enter my mind because I saw actually the love of God. And that was one thing he showed me right then and there, which I know today, that there ain't no such thing as really as I told somebody just named the young people, guys, and they were like, "You nuts." I said, "There's no such thing as a black American. There's no such thing as a white American. We're Americans, and we have different nationalities, but we're all human beings." And he showed me that when I went there. After that time, I never realized the church I was in. I was there for 2 years in that church, and I never realized at all what kind of church. So when I came to Sacramento, California, and went and got in the church, I'm in a multiracial church where you got everybody and his brother in there. That's how it should be, because everybody and his brother is human beings.
James Henry Lincoln Sr., back with us on the program, talking about his book, Believe, Believe, Believe. Probably people listening, probably people who have seen the book, probably people who have heard you or others talk about the book feel like, well, I believe, I'm a believer. How many of us really are real believers? And talk about the inspiration to be a true believer, because I'm making a distinction there. Maybe I shouldn't, but for those of us that think we are believers, are we really believers, do you think?
You know, when I got even listening to this, and I wonder what he's talking about, but when I got found out the calling on my life, I found I was fasted for 3 days in a hotel by myself, nothing but water. Nobody allowed in the room. Nobody, I didn't go out the room. And I found out that there, in order to be a true believer, what separates you from somebody else is one thing, and Christ talked about this. If you really are a true believer, you're going to love everybody, and they're going to see the love among you. There's not going to be no hatred in you. I don't hate nobody. You know, I'd have a disagreement with people, but I don't hate nobody. Right. And I love, and I have this thing that if I see somebody homeless, for example, I keep $5 in my pocket. So if I see somebody, extra $5 in what I got, that I can just give that to them, to that person, so they can see that God loves you so much. He really don't want you like that. So he got me standing up here to give you this, so you can go and get yourself something to eat, or whatever you're trying to do. Now, I ain't going to give you nothing to get nothing to drink, none of that. But I will give you, I'll take you and get you something to eat or bring you something back. This happened to me and my wife in 2016. We were in Washington, D.C. at the prayer breakfast, and a guy stopped us on, and I talked to him, and she went and got two sandwiches for him and stuff. And she has that same kind of heart. So the true believer is going to believe like Christ that there's nobody, no person walking around this earth that you can't love, no matter what they say or do to you. You know, they killed him, they crucified him, and he still loved everybody. So if he can do it, I can do the same thing. But that's where you separate the true believer from the one that are kind of wishy-washy here and don't want to, you know, want to come up with all kind of situations and you look different than me. Like, I hear your voice. I haven't seen you, but I can feel the love you have in your own heart towards human beings. It's there. You can actually feel it.
Well, thank you for that. And it's an interesting observation. And you talk about love and you talk about respect. Those are valuable lessons that James addresses in his book, Believe, 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 James Henry Lincoln Sr. Boy, time always goes by so quickly. So much more to talk about. So buy the book and it will help and change your life and make you a better person. And you can pass that message along to other people. In going through the background, you've made a reputation for yourself as a motivational speaker, besides being an author. Just a minute or so at the end, talk about that, being able to actually go out and to touch people. Author, you touch people, motivational speaker, and in the church as well, you can see a reaction. You can see that you are actually touching them in a way that will change their lives. What's that like to be out there and to actually come in contact with people and feel like, okay, this is God's plan for me. I'm making their life better.
Well, you know, Rick, it gives me a high because when I really talk to somebody and they get it and they say, okay, I don't care. And they say, well, his life, and I tell about my own life. I use myself as an example that I wasn't always who I am today. I didn't care about nobody but myself. And I went about my life just like that. I cared about nobody, just me. But when I'm out there speaking to somebody, the youth, or when I go into the county, Sacramento County Jail, and I see somebody actually get well, and they're looking at you and they're saying, wow, is he really telling the truth? You know, I can say, for example, I can say without a shadow of a doubt that God has changed my life. I know how many times that I actually should have died when he was trying to get my attention and I was not listening at all. And he just kept, and that's what humbles me. He just kept nudging and nudging till these eyes and these ears woke up. And that's what I want for somebody else. I want them to be able to wake up and see the love that God really has for humanity. Because actually, people don't think about this, but who was Jesus? He was actually God himself coming down on this earth. God himself came here on this earth and walked for a period of time because of his great love for mankind. And that's all he wants today. And then he can get people, myself and others, that will spread that love. And I don't try to push nobody away. I will just nudge you gently and try to get you to see that his love is so great that he did one thing. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever should believe in him should never perish but have everlasting life. People think, but you know, this ain't the end of it. This 70, 80, 100 years we got on this earth, that's not it. You're going to spend eternity either with him or without him. And my job and what motivates me, if I can get you or get anybody else to see that, hey, eternity's a long time. And I get you to see and motivate you to come into the kingdom of God. And you ain't going to be all right because I wasn't all right when I first came in. I mean, when I came into that church, though, because of the military background being in me and me being in the military, all I wanted to do was work in the church and help. And they made me an usher back then. And I didn't see the inside of the church so much after that. I'd only taken up the offering.
Yes.
But the motivation to see somebody actually realize that, hey, he loves me. he really does love me, that he'll send James Henry Lincoln Sr., he'll send somebody else, to whoever it might be, he'll send them to try to bring me and show me that, hey, it's more to it than what we see in this life. You know, we're going to spend eternity either with him or without him. And I would rather spend it with him than without him, because from what I've learned about the without him portion, you know, you're not free to do whatever you want to do. I don't know what's the last time I talked to you, but in 2017, my son, who was 30 at the time, passed away.
Oh, sorry to hear that. And, difficult.
And yeah, that is, you know, it was difficult, but he showed me your son is with me. So I have nothing to worry about. I remember being in the church worshiping God 2 or 3 days later, and one of the ushers came up and said, I don't see how you do this. You realize we have your funeral for your son in a couple of days. I know that. I said, but, you know, this is what I had came to realize. He's with the Father. He's in a greater position than I am.
Well,
he's enjoying himself. I'm down here. We got all the stuff going on with the president and all this old crazy stuff, and he ain't dealing with none of that. It's just overwhelming to know that he let me know, and he's let my wife know the same thing. Your son, he was the youngest. He might have left here 30 years old, but the only thing is you can't see him right now. He better walk than both of y'all.
Well, it's such an inspirational message from what you have gone through to where you are today, and taking that message and helping people. That's when you read it. James has such a great writing style. It gives you the chance to pause, to think about the topics he has discussed and figure how you can implement in your own life. The book is so well done. The book is Believe, Believe, Believe by James Henry Lincoln Sr. Boy, the time always goes by so quickly, James, when you're here. Thank you for being with us on the program. Best of luck in continuing your message. When you get the new book done, please let me know, and we'll chat about that as well. Always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It is truly a pleasure. Believe, 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 James Henry Lincoln Sr., our guest. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.